In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult. How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Arise and shine in splendor. Let night to day surrender your light is drawing near. O morning star, how fair and bright, you shine with God's own truth and light, aglow with grace and mercy. Star, made known, arise, shine, light, come. Glory, risen, arise, glory, seen, light, brightness of your rising. Eyes, see, radiance, made known, revelation, revealed, Spirit, bring to light. Made known, star, rose, arise, shine, splendor, light. Morning star, fair, bright, shine, truth, light, aglow, grace, mercy. Any thoughts as to what the season of Epiphany is really all about? Light and revelation. The season of Epiphany begins today, January 6th, the 13th day after Christmas, the birth of Christ. The word Epiphany does translate into revelation or manifestation. As we see from the scripture readings, from our hymns, and from the understanding of salvation itself, light and revelation go hand in hand. What Epiphany is not primarily about is the wise men or magi. But they do have a part in this story. And what the gospel stalwart from Matthew's gospel, chapter 2, is all about is the ongoing theme of God's revelation of his Messiah, the Christ. The Magi are a part of this story to make clear the importance and the power of God's revelation of salvation. The Magi were Gentiles, those who were not Jewish by blood. By definition, they were outside of the people of God. And so the mindset of the Jews was that such Gentiles would have no part to play in the coming of Israel's Messiah. What is made clear by using this gospel lesson is that the Magi come from the darkness which exists outside of Israel, who really possesses the light. And meanwhile, the Jews who are in the midst of the great light have hidden themselves in the shadows caused by that light. The religious leaders of the people fail to figure out from their extensive study of the law and the prophets that their Messiah had been born. From the darkness outside of God's people, it is revealed to Magi that the King of the Jews had been born. Darkness is all around. Take away the light, and what are you left with? Darkness. Light is needed. Light is needed because there is darkness. And the worst darkness, we really don't see as darkness, but it exists, and it is sin. Every sin and every type of sin causes that darkness. Greed, envy, lust, sloth, covetousness, drunkenness, idolatry, adultery, murder, theft, dishonor, unbelief, all bring darkness and fight against the light. Such darkness had descended heavily upon the people of Israel in the time of Isaiah the prophet. After a string of faithful and unfaithful kings and repentant and unrepentant people, God's patience was nearing the end. Defeat by outside forces was imminent. Israel's status as the favored people of God was threatened. Their future was shrouded in darkness. While in the depths of darkest despair, the words of Isaiah the prophet are heard. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. With the Lord, while it is yet day, there is hope, even for the rebellious people of God. Now, their rebellion and its darkness required the coming of the light, even for them, the chosen people of God. For the nation that was to be the light to all the world needed the light itself. And while there is no nation on earth today like Israel of the Old Testament, there is a chosen people of God called to bear the light of Christ to the world. That people is the church. Throughout its lifetime, from the moment it began at Pentecost, the church of Christ has shown its similarities to its ancestor, Israel of the Old Testament. And while the church is the bearer of Christ to the world, the bringer of light to the darkness, the church too has made its pacts with the world. The church, too, has seen its days of repentance and unrepentance, of faithful leaders and unfaithful leaders. The church of Christ today is not immune to sin and to false teaching and can very easily lead the masses astray and away from the Lord of the church himself, Christ Jesus. What is true for the church on its grandest scale, trickles down through the ranks to the individual Christian. In each of us, we see the ongoing struggle pressing onward. Each of us has our moments of faithfulness and unfaithfulness toward God. Each of us has those times of genuine repentance and the insincere act of going through the motions. What is needed by all, from the one holy Christian church on its grandest scale all the way down to the individual Christian, is the revelation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The very purpose and core of Epiphany itself. So keep your eyes open and your minds sharp this Epiphany season to what will be revealed about Jesus Christ. Each week will further present the truth that Jesus is that Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, the promised anointed one from the past. He is the one who has come to be Yahweh saves, what His very name means. He will manifest and reveal Himself time and time again through His Word, so that in its hearing you will firmly believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, not just of the church, but of the entire world, and of you, individual Christian that you are. For He is the light that scatters the darkness, the light that purges away all of your sin. By His own sacred blood, you are cleansed. The Magi represent all of those outside of the promise, all of those in the darkness of sin, us included. Our Lord God revealed to them the truth of the King's birth, and He has revealed that truth to you, the individual Christian, in the celebration of Christmas and the story of Jesus' suffering and death upon the cross, in the Word and the sacraments that you receive from His hands. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in the light, Christ. Amen.